News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Asylum seekers are to be housed in tents at Thornton Hall in the very near future, the Department of Integration has said. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Niall Boylan, Independent Ireland candidate for the European election in the Dublin constituency, and Alan Farrell, chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. I'm going to come to you first of all, Niall. Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, no, it's just kicking the can down the road a little bit further, isn't it? But I'm sure Bertie Ahern would be delighted. His dream has eventually come true that we get to use it after he spent so much money on it. But, I mean, we only heard the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, turn around yesterday and say we're expecting 30,000 a year, not the original 20,000 that was estimated. And he used the term that it's exploding, and I'm quoting his words. We're not going to deal with it if we just keep moving the problem to make it more aesthetically pleasing into another area.
I don't think aesthetics are quite the question.
No,
I think we're looking for a place
to have showers and
accommodate people in a suitable setting.
But what's the point of doing that? What we should be doing, what they're trying to sell us in the EU Migration Pact, which is a load of nonsense, but what they should be doing right now is putting into place the law or the things that we see in the EU Migration Pact. For example, we should be faster processing. To suggest that we can't process people very quickly is bizarre, because if you go back to COVID-19,
for example... Well, I have to put it to you that faster processing is part of the plan that the government have had. We've interviewed many government ministers on
this. How long has this plan gone on for? Back in COVID, we could implement track and tracing overnight. We could find 300 or 400 staff to do things overnight. Why can't we do that now and process people within a 72-hour period and find out exactly who they are? Or if we can find out who they are, if they don't have identification, they need to be deported. And that's just the way it is. We have immigration laws. There are people who genuinely need our support, who are genuinely fleeing war, who are genuinely fleeing persecution, and we should support those people as much as we can. But we know from the Minister, of Justice and her estimate, that most of those people are not. They're economic migrants.
Well, no, we don't actually... That's not true that we have figures for that, because we don't actually have those figures. But you're talking about kicking the can down the road. What else can they do if we have a situation where 400 migrants...
Deal with it is what they
can do. If we have a situation... Let me ask you the question. If we have 400 migrants arriving per week... who do need to be processed, who do need to be assessed, which is 1,600 per month, they have to go somewhere. Currently, we have 100 tents or possibly more now on the Grand Canal. Is this not a good idea to put people, yes, they remain in tented accommodation, but to put people in a setting with sanitation, security, health services, food, all the things that they don't currently have? They are in an unsuitable setting.
They're moving to a better setting.
So you see that's a good thing.
I would much prefer to see people being treated humanely. Absolutely. Sleeping in a tent in the canal is not the answer. And it's not good for Dublin, and it's not good for the look of the city. But in saying that, the problem of 400 or 500 people coming here on a regular basis is that we've made Ireland attractive. We've made it an easy target for people from the United Kingdom, for example.
Now, I have to put it to you that this is an issue throughout Europe, that it isn't just Ireland they're coming from. They're not targeting
Ireland.
Absolutely,
of course it is.
The UK have an issue. France has an issue. So Europe as a whole has an issue. And a lot of that is down to unsafe countries.
Unsafe countries, climate change,
and many other issues. So people, and I agree, some are economic migrants. If you let me finish, some are economic migrants, but some are genuinely fleeing from persecution.
Absolutely. Well, some countries are attractive and some are not. And we're seeing across Europe the countries that are not attractive to migrants and they're not going there. And only yesterday, of course, Geert Wilders had passed new legislation which are very restrictive when it comes to asylum seekers. And as much as he said we want to be part of the EU also have to be part of us. In other words, you need to get the EU to work with them as well. You know, I mean, we can't keep doing what we're doing because it's clearly not working. And then we have a government who are now pretending to do something about it because, of course, we're coming up to a general election very, very soon, a local and European elections. So they're pretending to do something about it.
I think that's probably grossly unfair, but I'm going to put that.
I'm not being unfair, and we don't even have an opposition. We have Sinn Féin, of course, who are pretending they're not open borders, and for the last 20 years, they've said nothing more than that. They're like the party of flip flops. There's more flip flops in Sinn Féin than there is in an RTÉ summer party. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
We will leave it there this morning with yourself, Niall Boylan. That is Niall Boylan, former broadcaster and European election candidate for the Independent Ireland Party in the Dublin constituency. And I'm going to be joined now by Alan Farrell, who is chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. Good morning to you, Alan. You heard a lot of what Niall Boylan was saying there. The government is pretending to do things. You're not processing people fast enough. You were able to move with alacrity during COVID and now you're resting on your laurels. What do you say to that?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, first and foremost, I think it's most important for us to consider the unsanitary and difficult conditions under which the individuals whom we're discussing were sleeping rough in tents. both on Lower Mound Street over the last number of months, and indeed along the canals and other places. These circumstances can't be allowed to persist, as has been stressed by an Taoiseach on a number of occasions. We have obligations, Ciara, and those obligations have to have regard to, you know, a humane environment where people have access to food, shelter, sanitation, you know, washing facilities, among others. And they're clearly not going to get those next to the canal. The Thornton Hall site and other sites, it should be stressed, are being looked at. Thornton Hall in particular has been looked at on and off for quite a number of months now. So on that basis, it has been earmarked for international protection applicants. And I think the site investigations are to be carried out now between the Department of Justice and the Department of Integration over the next week, one would expect. And there is the potential, therefore,
honest, I think it is far more suitable to put people into a, you know, shanty towns and no public toilets and things like that are utterly unsuitable. And I think that this is probably right. But Niall Boylan did make a point about processing times. I mean, when the government says, oh, we're going to move on that, it's going to be a matter of months now to process people. It previously was 4 years to process people. That is extraordinary to hold up sort of a 6 months processing time as some kind of a boon, some kind of a success story. 4 years was a shockingly slow rate of processing, and several months remains very long.
So there has been a very significant recruitment drive within the Department of Justice to actually process these applications, because over the last number of years, we had a figure of 3,000 to 4,000 suggested to us that would be the number of applications that we would have to process. And clearly, it is now quadrupled in the short term, and we are expecting up to 20,000 in 2024. So the difficulties that we have in terms of processing.
Members of your own government have suggested that could be as high as 30,000.
The Minister for Justice is recruiting up to, I believe it's 400 officials within the department, and we are in the ballpark of being able to improve those processing times. In particular,
processing times is one thing people are concerned about. But the other thing,
if I could say, just Ciara, there's also the designation of countries as safe countries that permits us to look at an applicant in the context of their country.
Are you going to broaden the list of safe countries?
Yes, there are a number of other countries that are being considered. I understand up to 8 are being looked at.
Can you explain one thing to me, Alan? If we're now putting more, and it is sort of a pen-pushing exercise, they're now safe countries. Why were they ever unsafe countries? What has changed in these countries that they've moved from unsafe to safe?
That is a question that I think is probably best served on the Department of Justice. I think that there are always changing circumstances internationally, and we can see that, for instance.
Or changing circumstances here.
No, I wouldn't be that cynical. I would look at it from the perspective of certain applications are coming in for countries like Georgia, for instance, which is a safe country. I've been to Georgia a few times when I visited as a parliamentarian, and it was never suggested to me that it was unsafe. So the point that I would like to make is that from time to time, countries are reviewed. There are also faster processing times applied to countries like Nigeria, for instance, which we know about over the last of weeks. Ensures that those applicants are actually processed very, very quickly to determine whether they are legitimately applying for asylum or whether they're economic migrants.
We will have to leave it there this morning, but thank you very much for joining us. That is Alan Farrell, their chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party and spokesperson for Justice.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.